Bucky Brooks is joining us now for A Scout's Eye. Bucky, just a little over 3 months to go until the NFL draft. I can't believe it's almost here, April 30th to May 2nd. So let's take a look at one of the prospects here. Landon Collins, defensive back from Alabama. How did you like him this year?
You know, I love Landon Collins. I think this is a guy that is a prototypical strong safety in the National Football League. This is a great athlete, a guy that is very versatile in his play. He can play in the box. He can play in the middle of the field. He has tremendous ball skills. But more importantly, he's a solid tackler. And when you think about adding that eighth defender to the box against these powerful running games that we're seeing in the National Football League, he hits ball carriers and they go down. That is an outstanding trait. It really makes him a coveted commodity in the draft.
You talk about all the different things that he can do. So how does that versatility translate to the NFL?
Yeah, it really translates very, very well to the pro game. When you think about teams spending 70% of the game in nickel situations, he can now be one of these big nickel safeties, a guy that comes down, drops in the box, covers slot receivers or tight ends, but also has the ability to roll back and play in the deep middle. So when I'm a defensive coordinator, I like to have options in the back end. Landon Collins gives me those options when I'm looking at defensive backs, particularly at the safety position.
All right, you know we love pro comparisons in the draft, so who's yours?
You know, I'm going to say he's Dante Whitner for the Cleveland Browns. Dante Whitner is a guy that has really found his niche in the league, a guy that can come down and really deliver big shots on runners in the hole, but also has the ability to play in space and make plays on the ball. And so when I look at Landon Collins in the right system, he's a guy that can rock and roll in the safety position, meaning he can come down on some downs and play in the box. Other downs, he can play in the middle of the field. And because of that, he's a guy that I think can be a top 10 pick in this draft class.
All right, Collins is expected to be the fifth Alabama defensive back to be selected in the first round. We'll see what happens. And, of course, for all the player news and draft stock, just go to NFL.com/collegefootball.